The Word of God is a instructor to those who are God's elect. And the Holy Spirit teaches us as we mature in the faith. Paul addresses this often. He talks about the milk and the meat. And we find that as we get more and more immersed in the Word of God, that there is so many things that we have to learn. We are not born completed. In other words, we have to grow in the grace and the knowledge of Jesus Christ. That's why Paul says, grow in the grace and the knowledge of Jesus Christ. I want to look at a passage in the fourth chapter of Ephesians. The fourth chapter of Ephesians, the 32nd verse says, be kind one to another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven you. You know, there's a very, very timely message in that verse for all of us, especially Larry Phillips, but for all of us. Be kind one to another. Now, we know that he's addressing the brethren here. He's addressing those who are in Christ Jesus. And oftentimes we see the most unkindness demonstrated amongst those who are confessing to be in Christ Jesus. There's something wrong with this picture. Tender-hearted. Have you met a lot of tender-hearted Christians in your life? Or are they quick to cast you aside if you don't go along with every incremental thing that they believe? Forgiving one another. Even as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven you. You know, Christ said, if you forgive not men their trespasses, our Heavenly Father will not forgive you your trespasses. And so we are to forgive. Remember, Peter said, how many times, Lord, must I forgive? And it's not 490 times or 4,900 times, 70 times 7. It's you continue to keep on forgiving the brother. Be kind one to another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God, for Christ's sake, has forgiven you. This is something that I think we need to be reminded of often. That if we're in Christ and we are confessing his name, we are to be kind one to another. And if we go back to Ephesians, that first chapter of Ephesians, we'll find that this whole chapter is around our association and responsibilities to our brothers in Christ. He starts by saying, I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you that you walk worthy of the vocation wherewith you are called, with all lowliness and meekness, with long suffering, forbearing one another in love, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. There is one body and one Spirit, even as you are called, and in one hope of your calling. One Lord, one faith, one baptism. One God and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in you all. But unto every one of us is given grace according to the measure of the gift of Christ. And all of the honor and glory goes to Christ, doesn't it? It says, wherefore he saith, when he ascended up on high, he led captivity captive and gave gifts unto men. Now that he ascended, what is it but that he also ascended first in the lower parts of the earth? He that descended in is the same also that ascended up far above all heavens, that he might fill all things. And he gave some apostles, and some prophets, and some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers. Why did he give these to the church? Why did he give apostles? Why did he give prophets? Why did he give evangelists and pastors and teachers? Well, in verse 12 it says, for the perfecting of the saints, for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, that we henceforth be no more children tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine, by the sleight of men and the cunning craftiness whereby they lie in wait to deceive, but speaking the truth in love, may grow up into him in all things, which is the head, even Christ, from whom the body, fitly joined together and compacted, that which every joint supplieth, make according to the effectual working in the measure of every part, maketh increase of the body unto the edifying of itself in love. This I say therefore and testify in the Lord, that ye henceforth walk not as other Gentiles walk, in the vanity of their mind, having the understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of God through the ignorance that is in them because of the blindness of their heart, who being past feeling have given themselves over unto lasciviousness to work all uncleanness with greediness. But ye have not so learned Christ. If be so that ye have heard him and have been taught of him as the truth is in Jesus, that ye put off concerning the former conversation the old man which is corrupt according to deceitful lust, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and that ye put on a new man which is after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. Wherefore, putting away lying, every man speak every man truth with his neighbor, for we are members of one another. Be ye angry and sin not. Let not the sun go down upon your wrath, neither give place to the devil. Let him that steal, steal no more, but rather let him labor, working with his hands the things which is good, that he may have to give to him that needeth. Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace unto the hearers. And grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, where ye are sealed unto the day of redemption. Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice. And be ye kind one to another, tender hearted, forgiving one another, even as God, for Christ's sake, hath forgiven you. Well, this is the exhortation that we are given by Paul as brothers and sisters in Christ, that we are to be kind one to another. We are to be tender-hearted. We are to be forgiving of one another, even as God for Christ has forgiven us. So let us think about this morning, and let us ask God to help us to exemplify tenderheartedness, and kindness, and forgiveness, and love to our brothers and sisters in Christ. God bless you, and bless you this week, and may God continue to give you the strength to walk in faith and in the joy of the Lord. God bless.